Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Sad news today. I'm sure you've heard by now, Chicago Fire Department has lost one of their own, battling a fire on the north side, the fourth line of death duty this year. I come from a family of firefighters. I'm the only one that decided to do this instead. My dad, fire chief of Lincolnwood for many, many years. Both my brothers, one's a fire captain, one's a firefighter in Arlington, and that's who we're going to talk to, Arlington Heights firefighter Drew Hansen. Drew, thanks for joining us, and it's a sad day. I imagine, even though it wasn't your department, firefighters across the state and the country all mourn when you lose one of your brothers or sisters.
Good morning, John. Absolutely. I mean, as you know, our own entire family is in the line of work, but our family extends much beyond that. And there's a little over 16,000 of us throughout the state of Illinois and 340,000 of us throughout the nation. And anytime that we lose one of our brothers or sisters in the line of duty, it's a weight that weighs on everyone, and especially being this close to home. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Chicago Fire Department, the brothers and sisters of the Chicago Fire Department, as well as Drew Price's family as they navigate this tragedy.
Am I wrong or right that firefighting is getting safer? Like, I just feel like, has equipment advanced more, that despite today's tragedy and four tragedies in Chicago alone this year, is firefighting getting safer, or am I wrong?
Fortunately, you are wrong and right. Okay. In the situation. Yeah, firefighting is the equipment, the advancements, the training. Unfortunately, a lot of the lessons learned from tragedies such as Drew Price's, we've made significant advances in the line of firefighting. But along with that, we have had significant increases in the intensity of our fires based on building constructions and materials that are inside buildings nowadays that make it much more difficult and really reduce the time in which we have to respond to these emergencies.
Wait, I think I was of the impression that buildings were more fire resistant than before. Are you suggesting that some of the things that we have in our homes are accelerating fires quicker?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. While we've had significant advancements because of building codes and fire safety codes that provide us a great deal of safety, in the same light, a lot of the manufactured goods in our homes are made of petrochemical byproducts, oil byproducts, and we in the fire industry refer to them as solid gasoline. So the time at which a room that was previously furnished maybe with your grandmother's furniture, we refer to as legacy furniture, you have many minutes before that room becomes inattainable. But now, because of most of the plastics and, like I said, the petrochemical products that make up a lot of our furnitures, that room can become unattainable within a minute. So the time is really stacked up against us and obviously the people that we serve.
Obviously, we're learning a lot about what happened here today, so not commenting directly exactly what happened because the investigations themselves will play out, but apparently this firefighter was on the roof. I know a lot of people ask this. Why do you go to the roof in a fire like that? What is the purpose? What are you guys trying to do?
That's a great question. A lot of the truck operations responsibilities and why you'll see firefighters on the roof is that they're going to go ahead and obtain access inside that structure through the roof to provide vertical ventilation. And what that does is it takes the byproducts of the fire, the combustible fire, and it basically makes the interior conditions more tenable for victims, and it makes it more tenable for firefighter operations as well. So Chicago is one of the most respected fire departments in the world and is very, very technically sound on vertical ventilation. And you'll see in a lot of their circumstances dictated by their incident command, firefighters on the roof cutting holes in the roof to provide that vertical ventilation.
So it makes everything else easier. So it's one of the first things to happen in a fire is to go up there to, I don't know, clear the smoke, heat as much as possible by cutting a hole up there, which can help rescues down below and firefighting efforts to contain it.
That's correct. It's one of the many responsibilities that the truck companies in the city of Chicago have, which includes, you know, rescuing, searching, like I mentioned, vertical ventilation. They also provide force entry. So there's a lot of things happening kind of choreographed all at once by the incident commander or the battalion chief on scene. It mainly falls on the truck company operations to go to the roof to provide that ventilation.
I want to just, if you could put some, because a lot of us, most of us, have never been in this sort of situation. They're dealing with a fire ourselves, or of course, as a firefighter. This was early in the morning, I think before the sun had even started really coming up. Firefighters are dealing with smoke and a lot of, I mean, just put us in the headspace of what that's like in those moments. Obviously, training must be hugely important, but I don't know, does anything prepare you for when you actually deal with this?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about one of the, like I said before, one of the most respected fire departments in the United States and across the world. And they train just like every firefighter. We train hours every single day to prepare us for all these situations. And Chicago has a great deal of experience in dealing with response to these fires. And a lot of times in the very early morning hours, overnight hours, when most people are asleep, fires have the opportunity to grow in size. So we always have a heightened sense of awareness when responding to fires, especially overnight hours, to both, be aware that there's victims that could be, you know, trapped because they were sleeping, as well as that fire could be fully developed prior to our arrival to scene before someone actually noticed the fire.
I see what you're saying there. And then you're dealing with smoke, heat, intensity. It's got to be an incredible adrenaline moment that I think we're all just glad that folks like you and many others, you mentioned 16,000, I think you said, in the state of Illinois, are doing it instead of us. And Drew, we're out of time, but thank you for your perspective on this. I appreciate it, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And like I said, prayers with the Chicago Fire Department today.
That's absolutely. That's Drew Hansen. Happens to be my brother, Arlington Heights firefighter.